Connor McDavid is going to need an extra hand, or perhaps a teammate willing to do some heavy lifting, when it comes time for the National Hockey League award ceremony to be held in Nashville in late June. Nothing is guaranteed, of course, but McDavid already has 3 trophies locked up, with an opportunity for at least one more, the Conn Smythe Award for Most Valuable Player in the Stanley Cup Playoffs. Trophies in McDavid's clutches already include the Rocket Richard Trophy for most goals during the regular season, 64, the Art Ross Trophy for the league scoring leader, 153 points, which he pretty well wrapped up around Valentine's Day, and almost certainly the Hart Trophy as the league's most valuable player. Not a single pundit has dared suggest any other player has even a remote chance of wresting the Hart away from the 26-year-old 8-year veteran. McDavid's point total was the highest since Mario Lemieux piled up 161 points in 1995-96. This is McDavid's 5th scoring title, trailing only Wayne Gretzky, 10, Gordie Howe, 6, and Lemieux, 6. Unless another Connor, Bedard, puts a stop to it, McDavid is likely to close the gap, or even surpass, the 10 scoring titles won by Gretzky by the time he retires. So where will the other major trophies go? The James Norris Memorial Trophy goes to the league's best defenseman, and because it's obvious San Jose's Erik Karlsson is the most talented offensive player who plays defense, voters are likely to be strongly swayed by his 100-plus point season and award him the trophy. Former winners Kale Makar of Colorado and Adam Fox of the Rangers will get some voter attention, as will young Rasmus Dahlin of Buffalo. But Karlsson's status as only the 7th NHL defenseman ever to surpass 100 points will likely earn him the trophy. The Calder Trophy for top rookie appears to be a 2-player race, between Seattle's Matty Beniers and Dallas's Wyatt Johnston. Both had outstanding freshman seasons, scoring 24 goals each, but Beniers outpointed him 57-41. Goalie Stu Skinner of the Oilers and Arizona's Matias Maselli will also attract some votes. Boston's extraordinary regular season, a record 135 points, will almost certainly give them the Jack Adams Trophy as top coach, Jim Montgomery, and the Vezina Trophy for best goaltender, Linus Ullmark. The biggest prize of all, though, besides the Stanley Cup, will be the team winning the lottery to pick first in the amateur draft. It's the Connor Bedard sweepstakes, and it will dramatically alter the course of the lucky team. No silverware involved, yet. That will come a few years down the road. RJ Curry of SportsDeek.com. Ohio residents recently voted not to legalize marijuana. Not to worry, Cleveland Browns fans, you've still got liquor. Headline at TheOnion.com. Aaron Rodgers mentions he's only heard great conspiracy theories about New York. Headline at FARC.com. Mets to wear patches of their new sponsor, NY Presbyterian Hospital. Deal includes one free Tommy John surgery per pitcher. Late show host Stephen Colbert, on the new pitch clock leading Major League Baseball games to be completed faster than any year since 1984. Of course, in 1984, players sped up the game with an innovation known as piles of cocaine in the dugout. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel. Pelican star Zion Williamson has been out 3 months with a non-surgical hamstring injury and says he has been physically cleared to play, but is opting out until, I feel like Zion. If only we all got paid millions of dollars to not go to work when we don't feel like it. Comedy writer Alex Kaseberg. Regarded as the worst owner in sports, Dan Snyder is selling the NFL's Washington Commanders for $6 billion, after buying the team for $750 million. That will show him. Kaseberg again. Brooks Koepka said he and the LIV players did well at the Masters even though he lost a 4-stroke lead, dropping 8 strokes. That's like saying the Titanic did well on the first half of its maiden voyage. Comedy guy Torben Rolfsson of Vancouver, NHL president Gary Bettman said the Ottawa Senators have 6 bidders in contention. In the U.S., Senators have been open for bidding for decades. Rolfsson again. The best thing about the pitch clock is that the Detroit Tigers lose faster. Another one from RJ Curry. One of Google's computer-driven cars was pulled over in California for going too slow. The police christened it Danica Patrick. Headline at FARC.com. Cardinals A activate Newt Bar-A after O opening day injury. Steve Simmons of Sun Media, Toronto Sports. Raptors lose a playoff game leading by 19. Jays lose a playoff game, leading by 8. Leafs lose annually in positions to win around here. No wonder the Argos don't fit the city. They win too many Grey Cups. Care to comment? Email brucebenton2003@yahoo.ca.